It's a fabulous scene here in Times Square, filled with people as far as the eye can see. There are horns and noise and paper hats and the most tremendous sense of excitement as the crowd waits for that golden ball to come down the flagpole, drop slowly, and signal the beginning of a fresh new year. Everyone everywhere celebrates the new year one way or another, and always with joy and festivity. And while we here in New York are waiting for that golden ball to drop, the rest of the world slumbers through its first night of 71 or prepares for it. And here's what some of the scenes are like. In London, the stragglers are coming home from their parties, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning. But they'll have to be up pretty soon because the English aren't as lucky as we are. They go to their offices on New Year's Day. A few hours ago, they congregated in Piccadilly Circus, but the crowds were nothing, but absolutely nothing, compared to the happy, surging mass of people here in Times Square. In Moscow, the morning has come in thin, dark streaks, but a gay New Year's holiday has begun. 2 days of present giving, 2 days of partying, 2 days of exchanging things that didn't happen at Christmas time. And in Scotland, the people are just getting over a long New Year's Eve and visiting their neighbors, and they've got a superstition that the first one through the door has to be a dark, handsome man. He's known as the first footer, and he's the first one to go over the threshold carrying a lump of coal and, of course, a bottle of scotch. In Paris, the lights on the Champs-Élysées are dim. It's early morning, and the champagne and wine have flowed well like champagne and wine. And the stroke of midnight, everyone kissed everybody else on the street. It was simply beautiful, and ran to find a sailor, because the French have a superstition that to touch the red pom-pom on a sailor's hat means good luck, especially if you're single. It means a husband in the coming year. In Tokyo, on the other side of the world, the new year is now an early 14 hours old. The Japanese have scrubbed their houses from top to bottom and paid off all their debts to give themselves a clean start in 71. In Hawaii, it's still several hours before the New Year's Eve. The sky has turned a deep mauve and the last of the surface is left for home, and all the flower ladies are working on those pretty, sweet-smelling leis. In Panama City, something funny happens, or will happen. Everyone will converge on the Hotel El Panama for a festive celebration, but the highlight will come at midnight when a sardine is buried near the hotel swimming pool. In doing this, the Panamanians are symbolically burying the old year, and they even put a tombstone on the sardine's grave bearing the number of the last year that's just passed. Well, throughout the world, in various ways, people celebrate the coming of the new year. There's just no other celebration in the world quite like it, for every nation and every faith and every religion joins in its way for the occasion, and everywhere feel a sense of resurging festivity and reverence and joy. Here in New York, the crowds are a cheerful, surging sea of people, and Times Square and the excitement is simply tremendous. We're just seconds away from 1971, waiting impatiently for them to pass, for that wonderful golden ball that has done this so many years in the past to start its steady descent, marking the start of a fresh, shining year. The magic hour of midnight approaches, and the people in the crowd are getting noisier and noisier. I've never heard such horn blowing. They seem cheerful and full of hope and terribly excited about what lies ahead. It's been for most Americans a hard year, filled with uncertainty and even worry and fear. But nearly everyone I've talked to feels that the coming year, 1971, will herald a better time, a new year and a new chance, and a time of challenge and change, and an opportunity for living better lives than ever before. In my own field, that of travel, the year ahead stretches full of possibility and richness. We travel easily and without restraint from one country to another. The 747 has gone through agonizing reappraisal and has stood the test. And the good earth, the wonderful good earth.
Hey, look at the crowd starting to yell. I thought they were loud before, but now just listen to them. They see that the ball is up there and it's starting to move. The ball at the top of the Allied Chemical Building, which has been doing that for the last 55 years. And there it is, starting to move slowly. It weighs about 100 pounds. It's 6 feet in diameter, and it's going to hit bottom in just about 30 seconds, and that will mean the end of 1970, the year of Kent and Cambodia and Apollo 13 and recession and Haynesworth and ecology and you name it. And maybe the year in which the young and the older began to look at each other straight in the eye and understand each other. We don't know, but 71 is a coming. It's a coming. The crowd is shouting more and more. The noise is really extraordinary. It'll be here any second when that light goes out. The light goes on to 71. Happy New Year! is the situation. It's a new year for this Eastern time zone, and the sun swinging at 1,000 miles an hour is going to bring it to every time zone in the nation and the world. 1971. So for some unaccountable reason, the youngsters and those that can get to New York crowd into this apex of Times Square to salute the new year. A renewal of hope. It's a sort of a folk tradition. No one can explain it, but it does express something of the dynamism and the enthusiasm and the optimism and the hopes of our nation. It's another traditional observation of the annual New Year's Eve in Times Square. And we're all wishing a happy 1971 to you. And this is Ben Grauer saying, there it is, Johnny, and I'll see you at a new hotel next year. Part of the story in New York. We've just said goodbye to our television audience, and now to our radio friends across the land. We hope you will have the very best of New Year's. We hope all those problems will go away. We know they won't, but we like the idea that you're thinking so. Join these youngsters here in that same hope for the same kind of a hopeful and happy New Year that is the wish of all of us. Old acquaintance be forgot, auld lang syne. The kids are swinging their arms. A guy's stealing a kiss here where he can get it, and there's lots to be gotten. And that's the situation, the Times Square scene, as 1971 is a minute and one half old.
Thank you, Ben. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is it, the scene, the start of 1971, a fresh new year. We at the NBC Radio Network wish you and your families a wonderful, healthy, prosperous year ahead. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, everyone in the world. This is Frances Colton. Now we go to the Riverboat Night Spot in mid-Manhattan, where the Cy Oliver Orchestra continues NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands. Good night, everyone.
Yes, indeed.
All I can say is thank you, Cy Oliver. And thank you most of all, Fran Colton. And a happy new year, everyone, from the Riverboat, way down the bottom of the Empire State Building in downtown New York City, where we're listening to, aha, the music of the Cy Oliver Orchestra, continuing NBC Radio's All-Star Parade of Bands. And would you like to hear an oldie from way back, after all the midnight kissing has been done? How about one of Cy's own compositions, Rumble? is the kind of music you can dance to standing in one spot. I'm Cy Oliver's own call, Rumble. Well, our metropolitan weather forecaster made a bit of a boo-boo tonight, for which we're all very, very, very happy. We did not get the snow by 4 inches or 8 inches by now. Nevertheless, we have prepared a number that goes way back in 1971 to those under 30. A thing called Winter Wonderland with Cy and Candy and Buddy. Right?
He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're around. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in the winter wonderland.
Well, how about that wonderful winter wonderland here at Midtown Manhattan on a merry brand New Year's Eve? Would anybody like to go south? Right? When you get there, knock on the door and say, hello, sweet Joja Brown. where such beautiful music emanates there from, nothing but the Riverboat and the Cy Oliver Orchestra. And time now for a little sentimentalism with who else but Candy Ross and a touch of love. As I lost my candy, Ross or otherwise. From the bottom of the Empire State Building at the Riverboat, Cy Oliver is right alongside, but it's time to make room, because this portion of NBC's New Year's Eve celebration, which featured, as we will later on, skip across the country, hearing more live at big bands like Duke Ellington, Woody Herman, Harry James, and many, many more. But for now, it's time for the latest news from the NBC Radio Network. This was presented through the cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians.
Time for music, time to dance, time to further your romance. Just stay near me, love you here on NBC.
This is NBC Radio News, Ken Bell reporting. For 25 minutes now, it's been 1971 for states, and in some cases, portions of states in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. The biggest and noisiest of the various celebrations welcoming the new year was at Times Square in New York City. Here is Ben Grauer at the scene.
Times Square and New Year's Eve is a magical and traditional combination. And as a veteran who's covered it for, these staggering years, 30, maybe 35, I must say that the combination of the growing youth surge and the very benign winter's weather that we have here gave us an extraordinary demonstration of the spirit, dynamism, and the power of traditionalism all combined here in New York and this standard gathering place at midnight. Here's what it sounded like as the magic moment approached when 1970 said goodbye and 71 opened its eyes. I don't think I've ever seen as enormous a crowd as we had here. I know in recent years the crowd has been getting younger and younger. time was, oh, maybe a quarter of a century ago, when you'd see Mr. and Mrs. coming down to see the excitement along with the family. But there's no family scene now. This is strictly for the youngsters. They range from 12 to maybe 18, and with the new laws, maybe 16. And they were here in masses. I was going to say millions, maybe 100, 150,000, benign, soft weather, maybe just about 30 degrees, clear skies, and unbounded enthusiasm. So the old year of 71, that strange, paradoxical, and enigmatic year is gone, and these youngsters, as a symbol for all of America, say, welcome to the new year. That's the situation. This is Ben Grauer in Times Square.
A fire is ravaging part of the small town of Lewis, Delaware, near Washington, D.C. A resident, John Cornwell, says that several buildings are burning.
At this point, there's a restaurant and a gas station, one and the same, that are burning. Another sub shop next door to that is burning. The home behind towards 2nd Street, which is the main business street in Lewis, is burning, and they're putting water on the roof trying to stop it, but I don't think they're going to be able to. And of course, if it gets back onto the main street, that could mean any number of buildings.
Wind is blowing from the ocean, fanning the flames in Lewis, Delaware. It's a blustery and cold first day of the new year along the East Coast. Gale warnings are flying from Cape Ann, Massachusetts to Cape Fear, North Carolina, and heavy snow is predicted from the Carolina Highlands to the Mid-Atlantic states. The Pacific Northwest is getting snow and cold weather, and fair skies are predicted for most of the rest of the nation. The 91st Congress is over for all practical purposes, though officially it goes to the weekend. The SST stumbling block was partially solved Thursday when the Senate accepted a House proposal to provide money for the supersonic transport plane program until March 31st. After that, it'll be up to the 92nd Congress to continue or to kill the SST. Congress has passed and sent to the White House a $2.5 billion foreign aid bill. President Nixon promptly signed it. And the Senate completed congressional action on a compromise extension of the food stamp program. The measure includes a new work requirement for recipients of the food stamps. Repeating the top story, it's 1971 in the Eastern Time Zone. This is Ken Bell, NBC News, reporting.
NBC Radio's New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands continues with Swing and Sway with Sammy Kay. Happy New Year from Central New England. This is Dick Smith at the Worcester, Massachusetts Memorial Auditorium at the Assumption College Dollars for Scholars New Year's Eve Ball with Sammy Kay. And here's the maestro.
Thank you very much. I can't tell you what an exciting evening we're having here at this Memorial Auditorium in Worcester, Mass. One of our favorite sections. The Swing and Sway Band has played here many, many times, but this New Year's Eve party is really something to behold. And on behalf of the Swing and Sway Band, may we wish all of you a very, very happy New Year. And now we hope that you're going to enjoy our Swing and Sway program. Break it up, boys.
Sir, oh, that's my baby now.
are the two cadets.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, I don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, we've decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. By the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, I don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Hey!
Continue swing and sway here on this New Year's Eve party from Worcester, Mass. The beautiful Born Free. From the great Nicolini.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay free where no walls divide you. You're free as the roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, life is worth living, but only worth living for you're born free. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living for you're born.
Thank you. bigger and most requested songs recorded by the Swingers Way Band is this one called Daddy, I Want a Diamond Ring.
Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me, Lia. Hey, Daddy, gee, when I look swell in sables, clothes with Paris labels. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me, da-da-da-da-da. Here's an amazing revelation, with a bit of stimulation, I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration, Daddy. I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me.
Sammy Kay, the Swingin' Sway Band here in Worcester, Mass. For this delightful New Year's Eve party, as we do a song from one of our recent albums called I Left My Heart in San Francisco. And well do I remember when we played at a theater there called the Golden Gate Theater.
Thank you.
You're listening to the music of Sammy Kay, Swing and Sway, coming to you from the Worcester, Massachusetts Memorial Auditorium, where a large, happy throng of people are attending the annual Dollars for Scholars New Year's Eve Ball, sponsored by the alumni of Assumption College. In a few moments, we'll be going to Chicago for the Ramsey Lewis Trio, and later on this morning, you'll hear the great bands of Duke Ellington and Harry James. We're now 45 minutes into the new year in Worcester, Massachusetts, and right now, it's more of the swing and sway of Sammy Kay.
Hello, Dolly.
Favorite towns. We're going to go back a few years and do another one of the older recordings by the Swing and Sway Band that you might recall. A song called It Isn't Fair. Once again, we hear from the great Nicolini.
It isn't fair for you to taunt me. Why do you do the things you do? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for a day. It isn't fair for you to thrill me How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to fill me with those dreams that can't come true, dear. Why is it you came into my life and made it complete? You gave me just the taste of high life. If this is love, then I repeat, it isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for a day. My darling, it isn't fair.
Kim Kimberly's going to sing It's Wonderful.
It's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice. It's paradise. It's what I long to see. You made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous, that you should care for me. It's wonderful, it's paradise, you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise. It's what I long to see. You made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful. It's marvelous that you should care for. That you should care just for.
Trail of memory now with a page or two from our old and tattered dusty manuscripts. I'm sure you already recall this one. We strolled the lane together. You've been listening to the music of Swing and Sway Sammy Kay at the Dollars for Scholars New Year's Eve Ball from the Worcester, Massachusetts Memorial Auditorium.
This portion of NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. This is Dick Smith wishing you all from Worcester a most happy New Year.
Next, NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands goes to Chicago for the Ramsey Lewis Trio, followed by many more of the great bands live until the wee small hours on the NBC Radio Network.
Stay here close to me. That's where you should be. You'll like it a lot.